This is a previously recorded episode.
Welcome to the Cassie Sobelton Show. This is a podcast focused on mind, body, and spirit wellness. I'm your host, Cassie Sobelton, a best-selling author, speaker, and wellness expert. You can find me online at CassieSobelton.com. Each week, we'll dive into a different wellness topic with a focus on teaching you how to achieve wellness realistically. No lofty goals, no over-the-top crazy diets. This is wellness for the real world. Just practical, easy suggestions and ways to improve your life. Thank you for listening. Now on to the show.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focus, EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
On this week's edition, I'm talking to Dr. Joel Kahn. He's a singing and dancing doctor. As if you're watching the video, you'll see right now to our great Budapest song there. Dr. Kahn uses natural approaches in nutrition to reversing heart disease and is determined to prevent 1 million heart attacks. Talk about a lofty goal. He believes life should be lived free of chronic disease by applying proven scientific strategies. Welcome.
Oh, are we live?
We're live.
Hello, everybody. If you're asleep, wake up right now.
Right now.
Wake up. We're going to have fun and learn some stuff. And the only one I want to not have a heart attack is you suckers that are listening right now.
So hopefully a million of them.
If there's a million listening, I'm done. My goal is accomplished. And I can go back to the restaurant business.
So tell me about this 1 million heart attacks prevented.
Well, this is like bold and obnoxious, and if anybody actually has had a family member have a heart attack or die of such, I'm being insensitive. But it's like a waste to have one. It is.
It is.
It really is. My passion is to teach people. Heart disease is number one. I know all you guys listening right now are worried about, you know, your hair and shape of your abs and your butt and all the rest. But it really is your heart, and it just doesn't need to happen. We can prevent it with the lifestyles that we'll talk about. We can detect it way early, and then we can even reverse heart disease, get it the hell out of your body. So I'm all about getting super aggressive so you can enjoy your life. That's really the bottom line. Forget everything I said. But if you have a heart attack, it really kind of changes your life plans.
It puts a bummer on things.
It is. It is not fun to be on 7 medicines and be restricted and have to see ogres like me every 3 months that take your credit card and make you wait 3 hours in the waiting room. It's bad.
So you mentioned detecting.
Yep.
What types of things can be done to detect?
Well, real quick and short, technology has gone, you know, just think about it for a second. You want to know if you've got something not right in your breast? You get a mammogram. You look at the breast. You want to make sure you don't have something god-awful growing in your colon, and March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. I think every day is. You get a colonoscopy. What do you do for the heart? Nothing. That's not true. There's a CAT scan of the heart. Your local hospital may offer it for $100, $150, $75, called a heart calcium scan. It's a CAT scan. You roll in, you roll out, you go home. It took about a minute. Don't do it if you're 22 years old. But if you're in your early 40s and you're getting tired and your blood pressure's up and you're stressed and you're eating a little crappy through the car window and the yellow bag and all that, you know, get checked. Earlier the better. Because if you find even a speck of early heart disease, you can learn. You can read my book. You can come see me.
But
there's
book?
The Whole Heart Solution is the best plan to reverse heart disease. But better yet, I have trademarked the term prevent, not stent.
I love that.
Because, you know, if you just lead a heart healthy life, and I'll tell you what a heart healthy life is. 6 things real quick. Don't smoke. Okay? If anybody
so
in the room happens to have a smoking
that.
Habit, don't smoke. Number 2, walk 30 to 40 minutes a day. Okay, these are not big goals. That's what science says. Number 3, got to keep your waistline relatively trim, under 40 inches for a guy, under 35 inches for a woman. These are all scientific endpoints. Number 4, sleep 7 hours a night. Don't sleep 4 hours
Cassie,
a night.
Cassie,
4 hours
added
a night
that.
Stresses your whole body out, stresses your brain out, and it actually affects your arteries. Number 5 is the fun one. Have a little alcoholic beverage here or there if you want, and if your liver and your psychology will allow you to. Number 6 is one everybody stinks at, which is eat more than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
But if we number 7? I thought it was sex.
Ah,
I was waiting
bing,
one. Yay!
She said the sex word within the first 5 minutes of the podcast. We ring the bell. Turns out that actually reduces your risk of prostate cancer 21 times a month. All you women, 21 times a month reduces a man's risk of prostate cancer.
I have a lot to work on out there.
There's a billboard. That's right. There's an app to be made. An app to be made to count that down. But if you would do those six things, and it doesn't matter if you're 20 or 30 or 40, you know, you've built in some protection, even if you abuse your body here and there doing some other unwise things.
Wow. All right. I love that. As far as the whole heart solution, you talk about diet.
We can. That's one part of a holistic approach to having great energy.
What else do you talk about in your book?
Great passion. So nutrition is always going to be a part of it. I think sleep is one of the most important foundations of good health. I mean, studies show your executive function, your ability to perform. You're not going to go to the gym if you're getting 4 hours of sleep. You're probably going to go for the donut, not the apple or the oatmeal. If you're exhausted, you're going to go for convenience. So, you know, you can't sleep 7 hours a night if you set the alarm at 6 a.m. and you go to bed at midnight. Even Einstein can't pull that one off. So you got to prepare for a good night's sleep. Cool room, dark room. I have this amazing thing, eye mask.
I use eye mask, too.
Yeah, I like
it. Super helpful.
Like
mine's heavy.
Yeah, mine is, too.
Yeah, and it really helps.
Dreammaster.com. We should get sponsorship for that one.
Let's do that.
It's nice. You can put a little of essential lavender oil and all those things. So sleep's a foundation. You know, you got to have some fitness motion. I don't care what you call it, walking, yoga, tai chi. You can do boxing. You can sort it around like
what
I do.
What about pole dancing? Tell me what you think about pole dancing.
I'm all for pole dancing.
I went
dancing.
For the first time, and it was quite a workout, I have to be honest.
Yeah. You know,
people shaking their head in the room.
Cost me way too many 20s, but I think pole dancing is really an important – no. You know,
this is your workout.
As an art form and as a fitness form, there's no doubt. And, you know, just YouTube some of these people that can do
it's
unbelievable
absolutely amazing.
Things.
Actually, it reminds me a lot of yoga, believe it or not. Yeah, there's a lot of yoga moves in it.
I know a very passionate yoga instructor in town who graduated from pole dancing to yoga and, you know, kind of added a little of the mind-body to a tremendous physical workout. Supplements to me are important. We can go off on that tangent a little bit. It's very hard in today's agricultural world to get the nutrition you need, even if you're eating on the healthy side. With just nutritional deficiencies are in the soil, and plants can only get what's in the soil. So that's one of the advantages of being picayune and buying organic or having a garden at your home. But sometimes a couple pills during the day can boost your energy and your nutrition. You know, stress management, got to be part of it. You got to have something. I don't care if it's music, prayer, mala beads, you know, meditation.
Coloring books.
Church,
that's
even
the
church.
New thing.
It's still, it's Lent. Church is a form.
That's right.
There's, you know, all kinds of interesting stuff like that. So, yeah, you got to find some way to defuse without putting a hole in a wall or letting your cortisol and such go up. You know, and you can go beyond that. But if you craft good sleep, good fitness, good nutrition, and a positive attitude, you know, be very careful what you let in your brain. You know, Crisis News Network and everything. You know, you lose out a little bit on being able to converse with everybody at a party about every detail about everything. But on the other hand, I'm very cautious that what goes in my ears and my brain are generally positive, loving, upbeat stuff. So I've got mantra music playing all day long.
Very smart.
Surrounding myself.
Yep. You know I don't have a TV, right?
That's
told you
pretty
that
bold
past.
Move.
It is.
Pretty bold.
It's been about, I bet, 8 years. And it's really nice to be able to control what goes in my head.
Yeah, I have Channel 6. I only do PBS.
I don't even know what that is.
PBS.
Oh.
I like PBS. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
And I like the watch
channel. And aren't you on it or something?
Not yet.
Soon enough.
Not yet. But when your listeners hear this, we hope so.
So tell me, what drives you crazy about the wellness industry?
I'm very conservative, you know, inch by inch movements. When we know it's going to take some radical change, I mean, everybody's afraid of offending everybody in this industry. And you know, therefore, very little gets done. There's very little movement. I was director of a hospital cardiac wellness program for 10 years and then downtown for 3 years. And, you know, it's just and probably most infuriating is it's the medical community that pushes back to slow things down. So when I've seen hospitals try and introduce particularly food change, the first person that screams are doctors and nurses. Right. You know, don't you dare touch our fried chicken.
Some of the most unhealthy people out there.
The worst. I mean, we should be the leaders. And, you know, they're going to pay the price. You can't escape. You see overweight, you know, medical professionals, and they're looking old, tired, and poor of energy. And, you know, we know better, and we just need to institute it. So that's most frustrating.
Right.
I have a war going on against local Detroit hospitals to improve quality of hospital food. Having worked on the inside to no avail, now I've got a Facebook page and just had an article in local newspaper.
Yeah, you did. What, Metro getting Detroit Metro, Metro Times?
Yeah, getting nasty with them. Getting nasty. Because, you know, we've seen from food advocates like the Food Babe and some others, wellnessmama.com and others, that social media...
It works.
Yeah. It works. Nobody likes the social media mentions that are anything but positive. So I've gone on the dirty, dark side to get them out.
Good for you. Well, I know you're vegan. I think a lot of your family's vegan. You've opened a vegan restaurant. Do you think that is the way to go for heart health?
You know, I am a 30-plus year vegan and, you know, all the things you said. In terms of heart health, if you're looking for a way to maintain your weight, lower your blood sugar, lower your blood pressure, lower your cholesterol without medication, or increase the odds you're going to live a long, energetic life, it's a great path.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my opinion. It's medical science. I have a blog today in the Huffington Post called Vegan Medicine. Its time has arrived. Because this week there was a large medical study that said on average during whatever time period you want, 20 years, 30 years, the risk of having a heart attack and dying of heart disease goes down 25% if you're a vegan versus an omnivore, and the risk of cancer goes down 15%. Well, those are pretty big odds, and they're being recognized. The other thing I wrote about in this blog today was that some of the life insurance companies are recognizing it. So there's a few that are popping up that will say if you can identify and show us that you're eating plant-based, vegan, we'll give you a discount on your premium, which
amazing.
Is
amazing.
Cool. They upped the premium on smokers, if anybody's listening, that could be smoking. I'm looking at somebody in the podcast studio.
Cotinine
beady eyes. So, yeah, and specifically for the very few people out there with really bad heart disease, the science is clear as day that a path to reverse serious heart disease is to give up. I call it animal oils, all animal products and all vegetable oils, animal oils. People ask me, what don't you eat? I just don't eat one thing, animal oils. I eat lots of vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds and legumes and grains.
So President Clinton made this pretty popular recently, right? Because he had a heart attack and started reversing it with a vegan lifestyle.
Yeah, his weight went down and his dong went up. Yeah. Everything worked for Billy.
Finally.
Yeah, look how good he looked. And yeah, he, you know, it helps when celebrities embrace
this. It does, like
this.
Beyonce, right?
Beyonce,
she's big into it now.
And River Phoenix and Carrie Underwood and John Sally, Spider-Man.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, you didn't know about John Sally.
Well, I did actually know about that.
Yeah, crazy. But, you know, lots and lots. I mean, and then you hear about the, blanking on the name, but, you know, they've been vegan or nearly so for a while, and they abandoned it because their health wasn't good and they added meat. So, you know, you get the
downside. I think that's a big part of it is understanding what your body needs, when it needs it, rolling with the changes, and reevaluating all the time.
Right. So, you know, I am a loving vegan. If you're not, that's cool. Just eat lots of fruits and vegetables. As my millennial friends say, eat a crap ton of fruits and vegetables every day. Some of them put the F in front of ton, and that's even a more
$2 in the
expressive word. No, that was just F. But,
well, okay.
You know, but then I get you know, worked up about animal rights. I get worked about the environment. And there's no doubt a plant-strong or plant-only diet is going to be a solution to 10 billion people on the planet.
Right.
And a place for our children and grandchildren. And, you know, in terms of animal rights, it's just not even a debate.
I mean, so what is it? Food, Inc.? Is Food, Inc. the one that really dives deep into that documentary?
Yeah, it does.
I think it is. I think people who might be interested in this, wanting to learn more, could learn that, although beware, because you might not go back to eating meat afterwards.
Yeah, or if you don't mind, I'd refer people to one of our local heroes in Detroit. There's a website, adapt.org, but it's two T's, not just one, and it's local hero Gary Yourofsky. I had dinner with him last night, so he's always on my mind, but probably the world's leading animal rights activist, lives in local Detroit,
nice.
Gone to jail many times, and if you want to watch his YouTube, you better not have a steak on the Barbie getting ready to eat because you will find the arguments for the ethical approach to your plate very compelling.
Wow, good. So your restaurant, tell us a little bit about it, Green Space Cafe in Ferndale, right down the street.
Yeah, you know, I had a good dream or a bad dream a few years ago with my oldest son, Daniel, but we decided to take on, you know, probably the most difficult industry, you know, around,
no
which
joke.
Is organizing a non-GMO, essentially totally organic, plant-based, gigantic restaurant and bar. And it came out of a process of looking at a few franchises, looking at buying a couple local places. But then we said, you know, we're going to do it from the start and gut a big area. So we took 4,000 square feet and gutted it to the brick walls and the floors.
I just have to say you did an amazing job.
Thank you. Put in kind of a state-of-the-art kitchen equipment and left the place looking kind of zen, loft-like. Yeah. And
looks like you're in the middle of New York.
Yeah, you're there. Thank you.
Yeah,
so we've been open about 3.5 months, I think, maybe 3 months, and been very gratified by the crowds and the interest and the feedback. And, you know, it's been really great. I mean, it's a small niche, but, you know, we're not just serving plant-eating communities with lots of people just curious. Our bar is insane. Oh, it's tremendously hard work, and but it's so gratifying. I just love, you know, I'm the ambassador of schmoozing, Dr. Feelgood. That's what my official title at the restaurant is. I can run one dishwasher, and then my skill set ends. Thank goodness, surrounded by amazing people like Amber Papour and others who I think you've had on the podcast at other times. But, yeah, we invite anybody to come by, and, I mean, it's the future to, you know, make quality and freshness and nutrition kind of the key and have fun doing it all at the same time. We're not preachy. We don't have any pictures of sheep looking you in the face making you feel bad. But if any of you are at home right now eating a sheep, stop.
What I love about the restaurant is, A, you have a bar. I mean, that's huge. Being someone who eats this way, it's been hard for me to get my friends involved in it because there was not a bar at many of these other restaurants in town. Be the atmosphere in there. You know, again, a lot of these restaurants don't have the atmosphere that your place offers. It's beautiful. And C, I can get my friends to eat healthy and not know they're eating healthy. They do know they're at a healthy restaurant, but it tastes so good, you don't even know the difference.
Yeah, we don't reveal. We don't have the word health anywhere. We give them what they want, but we're actually selling them what they need is a marketing term, and it's the truth. It's just great-looking, tasty stuff that happens to be rejuvenating their very cellular material.
So, you know, this whole idea of food is medicine or poison. I mean, this is definitely food that is medicine. I know that you study this a lot, food is medicine. You went back and received the advanced degree in what?
I'm the McDonald's scholar of fast food bashing. Now, I had a degree in metabolic cardiology, but basically the science of holistic living, food and beyond.
Right.
And now it's really remarkable. I mean, you know, you know, people think, well, I eat crap food long enough, I'll have a crap body. I think people get that. But it's actually within an hour. You know, your body changes within an hour of a soda pop. Your body changes for the worse within an hour of an Egg McMuffin or order greasy fries. I mean, detectably medically published, you can see arteries malfunction, your GI tract go into inflammation, and you may or may not feel it as, you know, a drop in energy or, you know, a bit of a lull. A lot of us have eaten a meal and wish we hadn't. That's happening because of biochemistry. Your body's just on fire, but it takes about 6-7 hours and settles down. But, you know, on the other hand, I mean, the one thing I tell people, my little mantra for health is extreme in diet, moderate in exercise, and abundant in love. But extreme in diet, I think you just in today's world particularly, the air you breathe, the water you drink, and the food you put in your body is so easily rotten, contaminated, and poisoned. But you can control it more than almost any other element of your life. So I emphasize that.
That's great. So I heard a rumor. You ready for it?
Judge Scalia was murdered. Okay?
Nope, that's not it. So you're teaching different med students these philosophies.
Correct.
Wayne State, U of M. Anyone else? State MSU, right?
MSU, trying to break through into Beaumont, Oakland U, of which I am on professor status, but not totally there. But that's true. The new generation needs to know the impact of nutrition on health and prevention in all aspects, not just cardiology, cancer, and such. And we're making inroads, but God, it's absolutely climbing uphill without a rope to help you.
So did you have any type of nutrition training when you went through med school?
Yeah, right down from cardiology training was about 5 barbecue places where all my colleagues and the professors would meet to talk about heart disease. That was in Dallas, Texas. No, not at all. I was very lucky that I chose vegetarian lifestyle actually in undergrad. It was survival. It was first day cafeteria, looked around, said survival is the only thing that looks brightly colored. And then, it's a funny story, but I started my cardiology practice July 1, 1990 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And for 3 weeks, I was the king of the hill, and nobody cared about what I ate. But then 3 weeks later, an article came out that said you can stop and reverse heart disease with nutrition. That was Dr. Dean Ornish. And Like, I had 3 weeks without having to contemplate it. Now, all of a sudden, he messed up my life. But I really paid attention and started teaching that to patients. So you have to self-study. But maybe one day it'll be really in the curriculum and, you know, part of standard approach. You know, Mrs. Jones, we got pills or we got peas. And mm-hmm. you'll be told by a nurse practitioner, a physician assistant, and a doctor that, you know, proper nutrition could maybe avoid medication and reverse your disease. But got a long way to go, although all the science is there.
Yeah, I think it's really remarkable. Most of the young physicians I talk to now at least have this on their radar. They're understanding it a little bit more than many of the older physicians. And you've been one of the forerunners in that and being able to bring this to these schools.
Yeah, I think there's awareness, but then we're lacking in the education and then the implementation. I mean, you hear about med schools like Tulane that are teaching students to actually do cooking classes. What mm-hmm. a breakthrough. You know, it's going to teach medical students how to use a NutriBullet and how to make a green
right.
smoothie.
Yeah.
That would revolutionize American health
right.
and actually the health of doctors, nurses, and pharmacists and such. I mean,
well, could you imagine if instead of certain drugs or whatever, you can actually prescribe someone a NutriBullet or have that covered by insurance and
yeah.
how different that would be?
It would be a major breakthrough. And people would want it. I mean, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The public's not dumb.
Right.
And the public's not looking towards more pills, but they don't hear it often, and they're not quite sure who to believe. There's so many health messages out here.
That's
but
right.
only the Cassie Sobelton Show is a reliable place to get all the health and life messages.
You got that right. Well, while you're on that roll, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you?
Okay.
Online, Facebook,
whatever.
Oh, I was
going to say about 3 feet to your left, but I was a little too concrete there. Sorry. Yes, I am at drjoelkahn.com, but that's drjoelkahn.com. That's the best place to find me. You can happily put in your email, and we will have a lifelong relationship based on free newsletters and other fun stuff that I do. But I try and make medicine fun and enjoyable. And damn it, eat your vegetables today.
Eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables.
So is that the one takeaway?
Why not? Damn it, eat your vegetables. Grandma was right, or Sister
and
Maria
your bone broth.
Teresa.
Don't forget about your bone broth.
I'll go with my vegetable stock. Yeah, I thought we had no fads in this show. Facts, not fads.
I like bone broth.
We'll talk
about that next time.
Yeah, I do bean broth.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for everything you're doing in our community.
Can I stay for more?
Revolutionary.
All right.
Yes, let's
thank
do another.
Thank you. No, Cassie, you're a leader, and I'm so proud of everything you're doing. Seriously.
Likewise.
Plus, your hair looks lovely.
Thanks, Joel. Thank you for listening to the Cassie Sobelton Show. I hope you heard at least one easy health upgrade on today's show that you can immediately implement into your life. Remember, over time, implementing small health upgrades will make a big difference in your health. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Cassie Sobelton. For more information or to hire me as a speaker or wellness consultant, please visit CassieSobelton.com. See you next week.
This is a previously recorded episode.